Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Dalid in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. We're starting the last line of Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara asks, Maskev L'Rav Kahano Umi Hechmitz. The Gemara told us yesterday, starting at the beginning of the Masechta, we learned that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, or the kings, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. What is the halachic significance? So we already explained yesterday, Legabe Shtoreis. And then Rav Chisda told us yesterday, but that's only referring to the Malchi Yisra. The Malchi Umas HaOlam, actually, their date that the Sofrim would write in their Shtoreis would not be from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Meaning that every Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that would add another year to their reign. So that King Parai was no longer the 20th year, now it's the 21st year, the 22nd year, whenever it would come, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And then the Gemara had a whole bunch of psukim back and forth from Nehemiah, where initially we had a pasuk that suggested that when we were talking about Koyrosh and Daryovish and Artaxasta, and remember the Gemara told us yesterday that that's one individual who had all three titles, all three names, Koyrosh, Daryovish, and Artaxasta, that even though the psukim sounded like that we were talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan as being the new year for purposes of this non-Jewish king, it's Machshven Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda said that when it comes to non-Jewish kings, we go Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Yet from the psukim was Mashma Chodesh Nisan. Says the Gemara that Koyrosh was a melech kosher hoyah. Koyrosh is a good guy. Since he was a good guy, the Sofrim, at least initially, when they specified a date in their shtarais, they gave Kodesh credit as if he was a Melech Yisrael, and therefore they wrote from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But then the Gemara asked a seer from other psukim that sounded otherwise. And the Gemara said at the very end, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, two lines from the bottom, like Kasha, Kan Kodim Shehechmetz, Kan La'acha Shehechmetz. Kodesh originally was a good guy. When he was a good guy, they suffered. When they wrote out the Ishtaris, they were happy to go and give him the same respect that they gave to the Malchi Yisrael, and therefore they were Mona from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. However, in later years, when he was not such a good guy, when he was Hechmetz, Hechmetz means he grew sour, if you will, Shkoyach, then they went and switched him back to the regular Malchi Umas HaOlam, where we're Mona from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei.
But he was Jewish by birth. If he was Esther's son, he was Jewish by birth.
It's not that clear that he was Jewish by birth, because in fact, there were two Daryovishim. It is those of you that want to get involved in greater detail, that's the choices over here. Shnas Esun, the Tachshas, the Pashit, the Kram Mashmed, the Hayubdin, the Nechemi, the Fnei Tachshas, the Melech, Hoya, the Daryovish, Ben Esther, Shinib Nabayis, Biyomov, etc. So let's assume, like you're saying, that he was Jewish, but he wasn't a Malchi Yisrael. It's like being a Jewish president of the United States. It doesn't mean that it's a line of Jewish presidents. It just happens to be he was Jewish and he was president. So it could be Daryovish was Jewish. Maybe yes, maybe not. But the point is that he doesn't get the status of Malchi Yisrael. Malchi Yisrael only if you have the lineage of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech and Rehovam and so on and so forth from all the Malachim.
But wouldn't it cause confusion if the Sofrim, if it's a question of Shtoros, then the convention of when we're counting years is very important, because it's all about Shtar Mukhtar,
Mukhtar.
So if suddenly the Sofrim are suddenly, if the convention was for centuries to always write the Malchei Umas Olam from Tishrei, to suddenly start doing this for this one king, it's going to cause confusion.
I agree with you. I don't know how they managed, but apparently the Batei Dinim knew, and they had the schedules, and they knew the dates and all that, but yes, this certainly leaves room for potential confusion. So now the Gemara established that after Hechmetz, Koresh was in a sense
demoted.
Demoted, good, that's what I was looking for. Demoted, so that he is treated like all the other Malchi Umas HaOlam, and how are they all treated? That they start counting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Maskler of Kahanu Mihachmetz, did he really become Chaimetz? Did he really go and sour? Voksev have a pasik. Uma Choshcha. Now, these are difficult words because these are words from Ezra, and most of them are in Aramaic. Aramaic. What's happening here? According. Oh. And they are But we have the benefit of Torah Arashalim, we have Pintelach. So if you want to follow it along with the Torah Arashalim there, we'll hopefully be able to say the words correctly. Which states? Uma Chishchan, Hashchan, Uvnei Soirin, the Dichrin, the Imrin, La'alovan Elekodish Maya, Chantin Malach, Chamar Umeshach, Kimamar Kohanaya Divir Rushlein, the Heve, Misyehev Lahoim, Yoim, the Yoim, the Loishalu. Okay, but what do all these words mean? So now this is Kodesh sending a message, and he's saying, Uma Choshchan, whatever they want, whatever they're requesting, they can have Uvnei Soirin. Uvnei Soirin means young calves, a calf being a young tor, a young shor, a young ox.
Soirin is not the time of a bird.
In the Torah, the word tor means a bird, but in Aramaic, the word tor is like the word shor. Mm-hmm. Therefore it means oxen. Mm-hmm. How does he translate it also? Young oxen?
Yes, young bulls.
Young bulls. Oh, what does I? So a tor is like a shor, and it's a young bull. The dichrin, dichrin means a zocher, which means rams. The imrin means tsoin, lambs, sheep. La'alovon, to go and bring up as olos. La'alakoshimaya, to the Rabbi Yishaloylem. And give them chantin. Chantin are chitin, that's wheat. Malach, of course, is salt. Chamar is wine. Umeshach means oil. Kemamar kanaya di Yerushalayim. Whatever the kahanim in Yerushalayim are going to say, that's what we need. Lohu nisyayev lohoim yoim yoim. Go and give to them whatever the kahanim say they need. You should go and supply them on a daily basis. Dila shalu, and don't fail. Don't delay. Do what's gotta be done. So it sounds like Kodesh is a real nice guy. He's saying, the expenses on me, just send me the bill, I'll take care of it, whatever they need. Izach Shven, you just said now, Hechmetz, that he went sour, and the Gemara is assuming in terms of the timeline, this is already after the sour time. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Meitunach, Rabbi Yitzchak responds to Rav Kahana, and he says, Meitunach, literally Meitunach means from your pekel, from your masa, from your burden. In this connection, it really means from your pasuk that you've just brought as your kasha, from that kasha itself, already the seeds of the tshuva. And that is, continue on to the next pasuk in Ezra, the very next pasuk says, Dilahovim mihakrivin nichoichin levakosh maya umitzalin lechayim malka uvenoi. What does that mean? That the reason why Kodesh said, send them all of those karbanis, whatever they need, tilohaven, so that they should have mihakrevin nichoichen, to bring reich nichoyach lekoshimai for the rabbis. And now the key, umetzalin, and I ask that the kahanim should now go and be mespalel. This is like the word tzloisa. They should go and be mespalel. They should daven the chay malka for the life and for the health of the melech, meaning me, uvenoi, and my mishpach and my children. And therefore the Gemara says, you see that he became sour, because he's not doing it l'shem shemayim, he's doing it strictly for his own benefit, that he should be gesund, and he should be healthy, and his children should be healthy. So that's the reason why we say that he has soured. Freit Gemara, manda ovid hochi la'amal, you see, and if a person says, I'm giving tzedakah, or I'm doing a good deed, yeah, so Kodesh Baruch Hu should give me a schus and a skula that I should be healthy and all that, is that so terrible about Tanya? A person says, I'm giving the following dollar, $100 for tzedakah, bishvil sheyichyu b'anai, u'bishvil she'eskim b'lechayon l'mabah. I'm doing it so Kodesh Baruch Hu should hopefully find favor in my eyes, and or I should find favor in his eyes, I should say. And he's going to bench me, then my children will be gesund, and I'll be gesund. If a person does that, how is it tzaddik gomer? He's a real good guy. Now, not if he only does it one time, sells a little, he doesn't become a tzaddik gomer. But Rashi says on the fourth line, imrogel bekach, if he regularly gives substantial amounts to tzaddikah, and he says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but please, in return, quid pro quo, go and give me chiyus, go and give me health and gesund for me and my... No problem with that, it's tzaddik gomer. It is a chazoi. So why are you telling me that Kodesh is hechmetz? He did the same thing. Hurt more like kasha. Can be Yisrael, can be oibdik chovim. It depends whether you're talking about a Jew or you're talking about a Gentile. What's the difference between a Jew and a Gentile? Explains Rashi. When a Jew calls out to Hashem and says, Kodesh Baruch Hu, please help me and save me and do this, that, and the other thing, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu says yes, great. And if a Kodesh Baruch Hu says no, the Yid says, obviously, my chatoim, my aveiris are such, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu says no. However, a goy, if he is mespal and Hashem doesn't listen, he says, this God, this is really, he's worthless. If you look at the Rashi on the fourth line, can be Israel. Next line, first narrow line, Shaliba l'shamayim, he's doing l'shem shamayim. Then Meirian l'bechayiv, and unfortunately if things happen, bad things happen in his lifetime, ain't a curly tiger. He doesn't have a complaint against Hashem. He says, yes, I gave all that tzedakah, but obviously I had sins. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go and pay him back for the goodness that he did, he says, oh, you see, this God. And so therefore, that's why this is considered to be Hechmetz vis-a-vis Kodesh.
Is this tiger also a merchant?
Yes, but not in this connection. The reason why there's a relationship is because often merchants get into a dispute between one another, and so therefore it's Kodesh Tagar. Gemara says, Ein lecha chupa she'ein loy tigra, something like that. Anytime there's a chasana, there's always some sort of dispute on the parts of the Tum Chutanim. Hopefully not a major dispute, some big dispute, smaller disputes. The boy is saying, no chapshat. We know the Ahmed. I'll bring you another raya that he, unfortunately, he glitched, he got sour. How do I know this? It's in the pasuk. Nidbachen di eben glo tlosa, v'nadbach di o'a chaditz, v'nafkosim in beis malka tisyahev. Again, we have Kodesh that's saying, go and supply for the building of the beis hamikdash, go and give them nidbachen means rose, di eben glo of marble stone, tlosa. Three rows of marble, the nadvach, and one row, the o'ochadit, means wood, like the word eitz, the eitz chadit, a brand new wood. And the nafkasa, and all the costs, all the expenses, the Beis HaMelech will take care of all the expenses in the building. So now the question is, why did he say that among the rows of marble stone, they should also put in wood? Isn't that crazy? It's wood. Lama le'davarachi. Ah, sober. Kodesh thought to himself, if the Jews eventually rebel against me, I'll easily be able to go burn down this base of Migdash. We'll burn it by going and putting a fire to the wood part of the structure. And that's why he supplied wood together with the Eben. So you see how it's. When Shlomo Melech built the first base, maybe she did the same thing. Box it. Shloisha ture gozis. There were three rows of gozis, means cut stone, hewn stone. The tour karusois harazim, and another tour, another row of cut eres, which means wood,
cedar.
So you see, he also put in wood. So wusratan the Yemen
Kodesh. Where was the cedar? Where was it put in? I mean, I'm trying to do
that's the more he's going to answer. Shloi etzav, how do you say that Hechmetz, you see, Shloim and Melech did the same design. Everything marked. Shloim oven milmata. Shloim put the wood at the very top of the building. Viyu oven milmata. He, however, put it on the bottom of the building. What's pshat, explains Rashi? Because if chas v'shalom there's a fire, if it's on the top of the building, it doesn't affect the bottom of the structure. The rest of the structure can stay totally intact. However, if you put it on the bottom, the building becomes on fire, then the whole thing, chas v'shalom, can go up in flames. That's number one. Number two, Shlomo Shachar. Right.
It was so that was all stone.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, so it seemed to me that the whole facing of the ulam was stone.
That was inside. Now we're talking about the outside walls. The outside walls, you want some of the Beis HaMikdash, around the Azor, around the Ezes Noshim, around the whole thing, whole kit and caboodle, from entering into the Ezes Noshim all the way to the back of the Kodesh Kedoshim and another 11 Amos, all of that was encircled by wood. Anyways, I'm sorry?
Wood on top.
By Shlomo Melech, the wood was on top. By Kodesh, the wood was on the bottom. Number two, Shlomo Shachar b'Binyana. Shlomo managed to put as part of the construction that the wood would be shaky, would be submerged in the binyan itself, so that it wasn't protruding from the outside, so you couldn't just light it up. It was part of the infrastructure, but it wasn't part of the outside of it, so this would have been much more difficult to even get to it. And presumably it would be insulated by stone on both sides, maybe on all sides. No, he let it protrude, so it should be easy to go and light, and chas v'shalom light a fire. Shlomo sadya besida. Shlomo made sure to plaster it with plaster. That itself gave a certain degree of insulation and coverage. Yilei sadya besida. He left it out in the open to chas v'shalom to go and make a fire. So we see another raya that happens. We have another right. If you also be same with Yitzhak Omar, you have to add the word Omar. Me nolan the Achmetz mehacha. I'll show you and I'll tell you. So this is no longer in the relationship between Koyrush and Klal Yisrael and Ezra and Nehemiah, but rather we're now going to show that on a personal level he was a real bad guy. What does it say? Melech told me, and the Shegel was sitting next to him. Great, the more my Shegel. What's the definition of the word Shegel? A Merabba Baleima Mishmei Derab Kalbisa. Kalbisa, as you know, means a female dog. And as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, this female dog was not just his companion that he walked with a dog. A lot of people own dogs and they love their dogs, but unfortunately, we're talking about that he used to go and live with the dog.
A companion with a capital C.
Oh, see, if you look at the Rashi, of Rashi's about a quarter down the Amid, Kalbisa, the first word on the line, Kalbisa le Mishkav, for living with the dog. So you see, saying to yourself, so what's so terrible? After all, he was not Jewish. Assuming he was not Jewish, says Rashi, "Uvnei Noach Huzra al Kach." Even the Bnei Noach are not living with dogs. Shenema Vayil Baser Echad. That's we had in this in Parshas Bereishis, that when a man and woman live together, the child that is produced by that union becomes the Baser Echad, takes from both the father and the mother. Yotze Behema V'Chayv Oif. Shein Nasim Baser Echad. Shein Yolden. Min ha'adam, if a person were to live with a behema chayv oif for many, many years, even though you could perhaps call that person a behema or a chayv, but nevertheless, they would not be able to produce offspring because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria. So therefore, that's how I see that he was really glitched, he was off the derech, so to speak, Kairash, that his wife was not a woman, but his wife was a kalbisa, was a hint, was a dog. Frank Timura, you're telling me that the word Shegel means Kalbisa? El Meata. Okay, so now, where do we see that the word Shegel has such a negative definition about it? So in fact, we find it even in the Torah, in Parshas Kisavai, as part of the Toichacha, there the Torah uses the word Isha Se'oreis. We're talking about Toichacha Chas Shalom, that people that are going to be punished. Rachman Letzlan, Isha Se'oreis, a Yid is going to have an Erisin, he's going to be betrothed. A woman, the ish acher, and an hour in the Torah it says yishkavena, another person is going to take her away. But in the ksiv it says yishkolena. The yishkolena shegel is considered to be such a nefarious, such a negative word that we don't even say the word when we're saying the Torah, but rather we change it from yishkolena to yishkavena. So the word over here of shegel is a particularly a very bad. Negative
connotation.
Oh, that's the word I was looking for. Yishakoyach. It's good we have a good English speaker to help us out, all the way from Brazil. Anyway, so the Gemara says now, Ela Meyata, Hodichsiv, you're telling me that the word Shegel means a dog, a female dog. That this Pasuk is no longer with us in Nehemiah or in Ezra Nehemiah. Now we're going over to Daniel and we're talking about Belshazzar. As you know, Belshazzar took out and used the Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash because he made a ganze cheshbon that the 70 years are over. It's like one of Masechus Megillah, the 70 years are over and Mashiach hasn't come, or the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni hasn't been rebuilt, so therefore this whole thing is just baloney, and he took out those Kalim, and then afterwards he had writing on the wall, mana mana, etc., etc. Anyway, so Shein Pasuk El Miato Dechsev said in the Pasuk the Almorish Mai Hisrei Mamta. The Pasuk is saying about Belshazzar that he was Misroman, he elevated himself above Marishmai, above the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kaviyachu. And you brought out the Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash in front of you, Va'ant, and you, Rav Ravonach. Rav Ravonach means your Sarim, your ministers, your close government officials. And Shkelosach. Shkelosach is referring to the same Sheigal. Here we mean his wife, the queen, Ulachinoseich, and all of your pilagshim, all of your concubines, chamer shasim b'hayin. We're all drinking wine in those kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the pasuk. So Frank Dimara, the shegel, if shegel that we just referred to now is a kalbisa, is a female dog. He is kalbisa bat mishtai chamrihi. Do you ever see female dogs drinking wine? So therefore, it doesn't sound like that the word shegel means a female dog. You can go and teach dogs tricks. So one of the tricks you can go and teach them is how to drink wine. You know, you see always
out of kelim b'samigdash.
Yeah,
they're drinking. The dogs are drinking wine out of the kelim.
I wasn't there, but that's what the Gemara is telling us. I don't know if you've ever been to a circus, but in the circus you see that the animals do all the types of animal tricks. It was a great feat with the feet. So this great feat with the feet was that they taught the dog had to go and drink wine from a becher, from a kelim, from the bismikdash. So Gemara, elamiyata. I have another problem. The siv. I have another pasuk, a pasuk in Tilim. This pasuk says Rashi is talking about la'asid lovai, when Klal Yisrael and Miyat Hashem are going to have covered melachim. But no, it's mok melachim bikrei secha. The daughters of the kings are going to go and be mechabed you. The word yokar will make you dear and cherished. They're going to be mechabed you. Nitzva shegel imincha bechesem oifir. And there's going to stand to your right a shegel who is wearing oifir jewelry. So now, if the word shegel is referring to a queen, that would make sense. That the Bnei Melachim are giving you kavod, and the queen is giving kavod, and showing you that Klal Yisrael, you're very special. But if you're telling me that the shegel is a female dog, that doesn't sound like a big kibbutz to me. The shegel kalbasi might come a vassal of Yisrael. The Novi is telling Klal Yisrael good news, that you're going to have all this kavod from a female dog. Does that make sense? Everything more, yeah, Achi Kama, Bishar Shechaviva Toyli Yisrael Kishegel, because since we have such a Chavivis in learning, do you hear every morning the way Mendy announces that we're going to have a Gevaldi Yashir and it's going to be great, the refreshments and great this and great that? But that's a Gishmak. So you see that Chaviva Toyli Yisrael Kishegel of the Chom as Gishmak. As a shegel is for the Erdichon, the Gentiles who live with female dogs, that's the Alfi Avdolis, the Gishmak that a Yid has when he's learning Torah. In that chus, Zachisim Chasim Oifer, you're going to be Zoicha to this beautiful jewelry from Oifer. The truth of the matter is that the definition of the word shegel doesn't mean female dog. The definition of the word shegel means a queen. For Rabbi Bar Leima, that Rabbi Bar Leima said before about the shegel of Koyrash, that was a female dog. Kamar Gamullah. What he's saying is, I have a Messiah in my Tanakh session. They did have a Tanakh shir, unlike our Tanakh shir. They had a Tanakh shir, and there, when they learned that the word shegel, the Rebbe said to him, you know what this shegel was? It wasn't your normal queen. It was a kalbasa. Pray tomorrow. V'amai karila shegel. What's the reason why we refer to the kalbasa in the time of Kodesh as shegel? Since it obviously wasn't a queen. Shoyis chaviva love kishegel. He would live with her as if he was living with the queen because he had a tremendous love for this dog as if it was the queen. Inami shoshiva mokim shegel. Or next to the kingly throne, there was the throne for the queen, and instead of a queen sitting there, he was mechabed his klafta, the kalba, so she should go and sit there. So therefore that's how she got the title shegel. But either way, we see from this that Kodesh Hechmetz, by the fact that he went and lived with dogs.
Now, we see today people leave inheritance to dogs.
Yeah, but I don't know that they live with the dog.
They don't live with the dog, but
No, that people have pets. That's kvar hayilay laman. They go and live with the dog. It's already
inheritances.
Yeah, sure. The Mrs. Helmsley, right? She left $25 million for the dog. How do I know that he took a chaymetz that he went off the terech that he became sour? Meyachar from another posse. Here again, Kodesh is giving instructions to go and supply the Beis Migdash, giving Kesef money, Kikrin Meya, 100 Kikar. Ad Chantin, again, Chitim, giving wheat, Kurin Meya, 100 Kor. The Ad Chamar is wine, Batin Meya. Bas is a measure, it's equal to 3 Sa'ah. So he's saying, go and give 100 Bas of wine all to the Beis Hamikdash, the Ad Basin Mishach Meya, and all to send in 100 bas of Mishach of oil, Umalach, and as far as salt is concerned, Dilok said, you can give unlimited amount of salt. So what do I see? So what's the problem? Meikara Bloikitsus, at the top of the Omid, when we quoted the Pasuk, we said, whatever the Kahanim ask for, give them everything. And now, Vahashbi Kitsusin, how he's limiting it. He's saying, it's got 100 of this and 100 of that. Why didn't he say, whatever they ask for? Is the Chasim and Hechmet. So to what's Nishka Zashtar Karaya, but don't make Karle have a Kimlai Bikitsusa. Maybe initially when the Beis Midrash was open for business, they didn't know how much they would need, and so therefore he said, give the Khanim whatever they say they need. But now, after experience, later on, he knew how much they needed, you know, on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis. They needed kach v'kach, and that's why he said, give that amount. So Jumayah the Machmar, it's going to show him Nikar. So this last teretz, it's like a shvacha teretz. The earlier terutzim are better terutzim to show that he was Achmet, and as a result, they changed the writing of the documents from the Jewish date, which they had until now, the Rish Chodesh Nissen, and they started writing the Rish Chodesh Tishrei. Okay, so with this we've concluded discussion about Malachim. We're now on to Regalim. What's Regalim? Rish Chodesh Nissen is the Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. Right, Gemara, Regalim? The Ech Ben Isanu, the Chamisha Asim Ben Isanu. Since we're referring to Regalim, presumably referring to Pesach, Pesach is not the first day, Nissen is the 15th. Om Rav Chizda Regal Shaboy Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. You're right. And in fact, when it says Rosh Hashanah or Rish Chodesh Nissen, it's really Lav Dafka. If you look at the Rashi about halfway down, Regel Shaboy Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, Regel Shehu B'Chodesh HaNichnes B'Echad B'Nisanu. The real Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim is from Pesach, which finds itself in the month which starts off B'Echad B'Nisan. That Yontif of Pesach in the middle of Nisan, that's the Rosh Hashanah. In our Mishnah it refers to B'Echad, but it really is referring to the 15th. And it finds itself within the month that began with Echad Benisan. Okay, so Freit Yimara, Mazel Tov. So Pesach is now the Rosh Hashanah. So does that mean we blow Shofar? I mean, does that mean that we have to go and have special Malchis or Chernis for Shefaris? So what does that mean, Rosh Hashanah Regalim? So Nafke Minol Noida Lemeik of Alei Bebalta Acher Pereb Shimini. And we had a discussion about this back not too long ago, Masechtas Beah. So this is basically a repeat. The sign you learned in the price, Echana noidim, Echana makdish, Echana marach. If somebody makes a neder, if he's makdish, if he says erkiolai, kimin she'ovra olav gimel regalim, oivim bal ta'acher. You have to go and redeem your pledge. How much time do you have? Up to three regalim altogether. Now the Tanakhama doesn't distinguish what order. He just says three regalim. Reb Shimon Omer gimel regalim kitzin. It has to be in order. Chagamatzis tchila. Chagamatzis is the first of the three. There's no set rule of three. Sometimes it's three, sometimes it's four, sometimes it's five. Ketzer. Nor dalef ne'ah Pesach. If he made a neder before Pesach, let's say Purim time, he said, I'm going to go and give, I'm going to bring a carbon oiler, or I'm going to give money to the Bet Kabayis, or whatever neder he made, then Gimel. Then he only has three regalim. He'd better do it before the end of Sukkot. He has Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, but after that, it's over. If he didn't bring his carbon or redeem his pledge, he's over this Isser of Baal Ti'acher.
Is there any malchus? It's a lav in the teklasei type thing. I mean, what's the punishment? It's a lav.
I don't know whether there's malchus. One would have to check that out, especially because this is a dibur, not a maisa. Normally, you only give malchus on a lav sheish for maisa. This is a lav sheim a maisa, just a dibur, a pledge. So whether or not this would rise to the level of giving malchus, veisel mishen. But even
it's
if it does,
it's a lav.
You're over lav. You get patch up in shemaim. You don't get down below.
It would be
very helpful. But you got to wait three regalim.
You have a
bias. Anyway, so getting back to Morris. If you made a neder before Pesach, then it's Gimel. If you made it lifnei atzeres, twice on Lag Boimer, in between Pesach and Shavuot, since the Rosh Hashanah for these purposes is Pesach, then you have five. How do you have five? You can wait Shavuot, and then Sukkot, and then start again. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. If you didn't bring within the fifth, then Chamisha, then you get nailed for the Baal Ta'acher. Lefnei Chag, if you made it before Sukkot, then you get Arbor, then you get the benefit of Sukkot, and then again, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So that's why it's called Rosh Hashanah, and that our Mishnah is Reb Shimon, that same Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that says that it's three regalim in oil. And since we started talking about this, now we have a fairly lengthy braisa that's going to bring five or six different shitois legavi baal ta'achim. It's Tana Rabban. Chayovi hadomin. Domin means the person said, demei olai, my value. or to make plain your life. Vo erchen, erki your life. Hacharomim, if you say I'm giving stam charomim, the machloik is stam charomim, are the bedik abayi, stam charomim, are the kahanim. So here it says that he said specifically, I'm giving chayrim to the bedik abayi of this table, this chair, whatever, it's like a form of hegdish. Ve hegdishus, you makdish something. Chatois, I'm going to bring karm chatos, vashem is a karm oshem, oil is a karm oiler, karm shlomim, or tzedakah is a pledge of tzedakah, or maisris, I have to go and give my true maisris from all of my tavuah, or if I have a bechor, I have to give it to the coin has to bring it for a korban, or maser, maser is not the same as maisris here, so when maser behema, or a korban pesa, or leket shicha upeya, I have tavuah, I have to go and set aside leket shicha upeya for the aniyim. If you don't do these things in a timely fashion, kimisha over alein, shloish regalim, now you're going to say about Pesach. I knew you were going to ask that question. So the answer is, Avada, the person brought his carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach. Otherwise he'd be, have an Issa Sheish Beikaris. That would be a Mitzvah Sheish Beikaris. That's not just about the Acher. But he's saying, if you took an animal and say, this animal, you Shapsala, you're going to go and be a carbon Pesach. Okay, so he can bring it either immediately now, this carbon Pesach, or he can bring it the next year. You have to make sure you don't have a problem with Mo'ivish and Nasai. So do you remember we had the Gemara within 8 days, we did it right before, so it all depends, solar year, lunar year, Agansa Maisa. But anyway, so if he didn't bring it within the 3 year golem, being by the next time, Baltach. You could bring it to Shlom too. Oh, very good. A carbon Pesach, Shlom is money. You could bring it to Shlom. Very good. Reb Shimon Oyim, Shlom Yishra Golem Kisidran, that's what we just said now. Chagamatz is Tchilin, Chagamatz is the first of the three. That's just repeat from before. Remei Oyim, Kimin Sh'Ovra Lein Regal Echad Oyim Baal Tachar. As soon as one Yontif passes, you're ready Oyim Baal Tachar. Makes no difference which one. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkah is one Yontif passes, you're nailed for Baal Tachar. What's the Makar of Remeir? We'll see from a Pasuk shortly. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, I'm Kim Sh'Ovra Lein, Shnei Rigon, two Rigon and pass, Oyim Baal Tachar. Reb Lezer ben Shimon, I'm Kim Sh'Ovra Lein, Chaga, Sukkos, Oyim Baal Tachar. It's got to be Sukkos. I agree with Remeir, it's one Yontif, but it's the Chaga Sukkos is the key, not the other two. Now, my time in the Tanakam. Now we're going to go through the Makoyrois, the sources for each one of the mandiyam. In the laning that we lain on Yontif from Kol HaBachor, like we just lained now on Shmini Atzeres, we started from Aser to Aser, but that's the same laning. There, at the very end of the laning, it describes all the three Yom Toivim and the kabbonis that you have to bring on those Yom Toivim, as well as the dinim of those Yom Toivim. You look at the end of Parshas Re'eh, and you have Kol HaBachor, and then you continue on. The Gabi Chagav. Shomer is Chodesh Ove Vasisa Pesach Lashem Lekecha. Make sure that you bring a Karm Pesach. Zivach the Pesach Lashem Lekecha. Tzayu Vakar, and then you have Leisechol of Chomit Shivas Yom Techol of Matzis Lachamoni, etc. So I have all the dinim of Pesach. Then skip a few lines. Shiva Shavuos Tisbalach Mehochel Chemish Bakama Tochel Lispar Shiva Shavuos Vasisa Chag Shavuos Lashem Lekecha Shavuos. And then you continue, write a few psukim. Chag Sukkot tas l'choshivas yom. Chag Sukkot for 7 days. Ba'aspecha v'smach b'chayecha, atvin chuitecha, shivas yom tocha l'shem l'kecha, etc., etc. And then it says, sholosh pa'olam bashana, 3 times a year, yirah kol zechor chesmenei Hashem l'kecha. Ba'moka mashi yivchar. Now you wonder yourself, which are those 3 times a year? So any person that has a little bit of seichel would figure out the 3 times a year means. I just spoke about it. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And guess what? And the posse continues on. B'chag HaMatzis, b'chag HaShavuos, b'chag HaSukkos, lo yiroyes p'nei Hashem reikon. The obvious question is, why does Torah have to repeat that? I know we're talking about Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. We just went through each one in detail. And therefore, that's the makor for most of the Mandi Amrim. So if you want my time, it's come and me, now you saw it. We just finished speaking about Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. Why did Torah have to repeat again? Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. Shema Mino L'Baal Te'ach. It's telling you a separate halacha, not halacha related to Oiles Re'iyah and the halachas of the Yom Toivim, but to tell you that, make sure you bring all of you in the Dorim and the Dovois within those three Yom Toivim. Baal Te'ach. Rav Shimon Aymer, Ein Terech Lim B'Chag HaSukkos, Shema Yibir HaKosif. The last one where this pasuk finds itself is in the discussion about Chag HaSukkos. And therefore, Memela, that it would say Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos repeated, okay, that's already Sukkim earlier. We're talking about Chag HaSukkot. Lo Yimishazeh Achrei. This is to go and tell you, I'm repeating Chag HaSukkot to tell you, this is the determining factor. You want to know when you're going to be over about the Acher, if the third of the Yom Tovim is Chag HaSukkot. That's why the Torah repeats it. So that's how Reb Shimon knows it's got to be Kisidron, Pesach first, Shavuos, and then Sukkot. Remeiah my time. Where does Remeiah learn? Not from Parshas Re, different Parshas. The Chassid said in the Pasuk, "Uvasa Shama Vavesim Shama." Now, where is this Pasuk? So you see, on Dvarim Yedbeis, number 2 on the side, "Ki im alamakam Hashiyuvchar Hashem lekecha mikol shivteicham lost mishmoi sham leshichnoi sidrushu uvasa shama." The next Pasuk says Vavesim Shama, or the Seichel and Drechem. The Torah Shalom doesn't bring the second Pasuk. Anyway, so the point is, it says uvasa shama. You should come to the makam that Hakadosh Baruch Hu lost mishmoi sham, which is, means the Beis Hamikdash, and when you come there, Vasa Shama, Vesem Shama, and then you got to go and bring all of your karbanos. If you want to see how the pasuk continues on, because I see Barry is a little concerned, so we'll just go back. Your day, hey. Ki al mokam shivchar Hashem uvasa Shama. Next pasuk, Vesem Shama, Olei Seichem v'Zivchechem Beis Masri Seichem Beis Trumas Yadchem v'Nidreichem v'Nidvoy Seichem uvekaris v'karchem etzaychem. So why does the pasuk tell us you bring in a dorm and a davis? Vavesim Shama, when you come one time, not multiple times, you come one time, the Shichnoi Sidrishu Uvasa Shama, you come one time to Beis Hamikdash, meaning when we are coming for Oyvus Re'ia purposes, one regular, Vavesim Shama. So Nifa says, Remeir, you don't need 3 Yom Tov. Every time Yom Tov comes, if Yom Tov ends and you haven't brought you the Dharma and the Davos, you've been over on Baal Tach. Rabbanan say, you have a very good point. Ahu la'asei. That's an essay. In other words, anytime a person makes a pledge to bring a carbon, he has both an essay and a lois essay. And the chacham hold, there are 2 different time intervals. If you fail to bring your carbon within the first regel, you violated the assay. If you fail to go and bring it within 3 regalim, either kisidrin like Reb Shimon or stamazoi like the Tanikama, which could even be 5 regalim, then you're going to be over on the lois essay. If the mayor says that, why do you say that? Kim in the omele rachmana, I see. Since the Torah says, Vavesem Shama, you're coming for Yom to bring your carbon, which you, Rabbanan, agree means asay, bring it now first, Yom. For like I said, you didn't bring it, may the come live about to Acher. In other words, the same time clock is for both of them. Both of them, it's either the 3 regalim or 1 regal, but to say 1 regal for the asay and 3 regalim for the lois asay, that doesn't stim. Rav Lezman Yaakov, my timer. Remember, Rav Lezman Yaakov said 2 regalim. Where does he come from? Tehsil, it says in Pasuk, Ile Tasselim and Hashem b'moy adeichem. Now, what does the Pasuk continue on? Levad mi nidreichem v'nidvoy seichem. And, of course, like the Seichem, and the Choseichem, the Skechem, Shalmechem. But since it says, Levad mi nidreichem v'nidvoy seichem, on these 2 moyadim, make sure to bring in a dorm and a davos, miyot moyadim shnayim, and therefore 2 yom yom toivim, and you'll be over Baltach. Rabban Ahu l'krib yoyna. Rabban say you got a point, but we dash in that pasuk a little differently. The Omer of Yoyna. Hukshu kol miyadim kulun zel zesh, kulun mechabrim al tumas mikdish v'kadoshet. That all of the miyadim, every moyad, you always bring a soir, a sir chatos. That soir is always mechabrim al tumas mikdish v'kadoshet. Of course, it depends on like we had in Misach the Shavuos, but all of them have the same purpose in Mechaper and Tumim Mikdash. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, my timer, Reb Lozer Reb Shimon is the one that said that it's 1 Yontim and it's got to be Davka Sukkis. Okay. Why does the Pasuk have to repeat Chaga Sukkis? This is the finishing touch. If he didn't bring it by Chaga Sukkis, that's when you're over in Baltachas. It makes no difference, 3 regalim. 1 regal, which is Chag HaSukkot. So you more, Reb Lezman Yaakov, Hay b'Chag HaMatz, b'Chag HaShavuos, b'Chag HaSukkot, my Darshi Bey. All the other Mandiyamrim base their limudim on the 3 Yom Tov, Chag HaMatz, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkot. The Tanakhama says it's got to be those 3, but it can be in any order. So you can have 3, 4, 5. While the Reb Shimon says it's got to be Dafk in that order. And then we had the
Mayor in one of them.
Okay, but Remei doesn't learn from this pasuk. Right. And then we had Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, who says at the end, that since it says Chag HaSukkot at the end, it's got to be Dafke Chag HaSukkot being the last one. It was Remeir and Reb Lezman Yaakov that learned from other psukim. Reb Meir learned from the pasuk Uvasa Shema Vaveisem Shama. Reb Lezer and Yanka learned from the Moyadecha. So what did they learn from the Chag Matzah, Chag Shavu, Chag Sukkot, Ma'ay Darshimei? Biboyel Olikar Blaza Am Reboishia, Yom Rebluza Am Reboishia. Minay Latzer Sheyesh LaTashlum In Kol Shiva. How do I know that Shavuos, if you didn't bring your Odas for Iyah or Shamli Chagiga on the first day, the only day of Shavuos, how do you know that you can continue bringing it for six more days? This is, of course, the famous makar for all those shuls where they don't go and say tachnun for the whole week after Shavuos. This is brought, by the way, it's not just a chassidish shemini. This is brought in Mishnah Berurah that he says that in harbe kehilas kedoshes a minigis. So somebody once asked me, find me one shul they don't have this minig. Everybody seems to love this minig of the 7 days that they don't say tachnun for a week. Anyways, we know that there she is with Tushum Kashuba. How do you know? Tamaloymer, Bechagamatz, Bechagashvuis, Ubechagasukais. Makish Chagashvuis, Bechagamatzois, since the two are together. Matzois in Shvuis, Machagamatz, Yishatum Kosh, Shiva, Achagashvuis, Yishatum Kosh, Shiva. Oh, so that's what we need the posse for. Great tomorrow. But it also says Chagasukais. And therefore, since Shvuis is sandwiched in between Chagamatzois, Chagashvuis, Chagasukais, instead of learning Shvuis from Matzois for 7 days, Lekish Lechaga Sukkos, and say for 8 days, and then we'll have an extra day not to say Tachnun. Can you imagine how ecstatic people would be? Malan Shemoyna, Afkan Shemoyna, say that you can go and bring your Kabbonis on Sukkos, on Shavuos for 8 days. Every morning Shmini Regevav Nei Atzmihu, that's like a separate yom. We're talking here Chaga Sukkos. We didn't mention Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, we learn for Chaga Sukkos 7 days. Pray tomorrow, 1 second. The Gabi, those six special dinim. What is Pizar Kishav? We learned this already back in the Sechta Sukkah, but just for a very quick reminder, Pei stands for pious, which means that for the first 7 days of Yontif, they brought, starting with the first day of Yontif, 13 parim, then 12 parim, then 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. That was first the first 7 days. On the eighth day, they only brought Har Echad V'ayil Echad. So what? They were all together 24 Mishmaris. And since the number of Purim that were brought from the first day of Sukkot through the seventh day of Sukkot was altogether 70, if you're to divide 70 by 24, you'll notice it doesn't come out an exact number. If it was 72, then you'd have 3 times 24. But since it's only 70, 2 of the 24 are left with nothing, meaning that the first 7 days of Yontif, they gave the Purim to the Mishmaris in order. And therefore, the first day, 13 out of the 24 had the benefit of the Purim. And the next day, 12. And the next day, 11. So by the time that you got to the second day, 25, right? 13 plus 12 is 25. Second day already, all the Mishmaris had, and the first Mishmar already had time number 2. And so on and so forth. And then the third Mishmar. The third Mishmar was able to go and get 20, not the third Mishmar, the third time around. Meaning, therefore, of the 24 Mishmaris, 22 Mishmaris had the benefit of 3 Parim. 3 times 22 gets you to roughly 66. And then you have the 2 remaining Mishmaris that only had 2 Parim each. 2 times 2 is 4. 4 plus 66 gets you to 70. So now, on the 8th day, there's only 1 Par. What do we do? Holy cow! Who are we going to go and give it to? So they have to have a special pious, a special, like a lottery, to decide which one of the Mishmaris are going to give it. By the way, back in the Sefer Sukkah, there was a Machloikis who participates in that pious. All 24 Mishmaris, only those 2 remaining Mishmaris participate in that pious to get the 1 Par. Anyway, that's the pay. The Zayin is referring to Zman, that you make a Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres, like we made on Shmini Atzeres night by Kiddush, and Simchas Torah by Kiddush. We made Shechiyonu on Shvi Shel Pesach, for instance. We don't make a Shechiyonu, but by Kiddush on Shmini Atzeres, or the women, when they light candles Shmini Atzeres, they have to make a Shechiyonu. It's a new Yontif, Zman. Reish stands for Regel, that has a separate name. That until now, in Yalav V'Yavu, we said Esim Chagasukas is there. And now you have to go and say Shmini Atzeres Chagazer or Shmini Chagatzeres is there. So it's a different regular, it's a different name. Kuf is standing for the Kabbonois. We spoke about that already before. That regarding the Parim, it went from 13 to 7, and here it's just Parechad, as well as all the other days are 2 Elam, and this is only 1 Ayil, and all the other days it's 14 Kvasim, and today is only 7 Kvasim. So it's a different set of Kabbonis. Shir is referring to the Shir Shul Yoyim. similar to the Shir Shal Yom that we say every morning, except that Yom Tovim they had special Shir Shal Yoms, and the Shir Shal Yom that they said on Sukkot was different than the one that they said on Shmini Atzeres. Rashi says that I'm not sure exactly which one that is. However, I found the Masechta Sofrim that it says that they used to say Lam Natzeach Al Hashminis Mizmor LaDavid. Shminis, of course, being for Shmini Atzeres. Of the Gemara, refers to Lam Natzeach Al Hashminis, that refers to the Bris Mila. But regardless, that's what they apparently said on Shmini Atzeres. A different Shir Shoyan. Finally, the Beis is referring to a bracha that they would Mavarech Es HaMelech. And this already is a historical thing, that when Shlomo Melech built the first base of Migdash, the Biyom Mashmini, on the eighth day of Yom Tov, meaning Shmini Atzeres, then everybody left the great festivities that year, and they all gave a tremendous bracha to the king that he had built the base of Migdash and that he was leading them, and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, so it became the custom on Shmini Atzeres always to give a special bracha for the king. But that's Legabi, those six things, Shmini Regla Fnei Atzmai. Aval Inyan Tashlumen, Debi HaKol Tashlumen Derishinu. When it comes to Tashlumen, everybody agrees Tashlumen is for the first day. Meaning that even on Shmini Atzeres, you could continue bringing an Oilas Re'iyo or Shalmei Chagiga if you didn't previously bring it throughout the 7 days of Yom Tov. Titnan, it says in the Mishnah, Masechta Sukkah, Mishlei Chag Yom Tov Rishon Shalchag, Chagiges Kol HaRegel, the Yom Tov Achron Shalchag, including the eighth day. So we're back to square one. We're taka learning from Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos, that just like Matzis has 7 days, you can be Mashlim Tashlumin 7 days for Shavuos. Why don't you go and say, learn Shavuos from Sukkot and not from Pesach, and give you an eighth day? Like we find very often in Shas, that when you're learning Limudim, you can't grab too much. You got to be a little idle. You can only grab seven. You can't go and grab eight. In other words, if you have a choice between seven and eight, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, always take the smaller amount and not the bigger amount. Pray Timara. Okay, so based on that, so what do I need? Let it just simply say, and learn from Chag HaMatzis the din of 7 days. So what do we need the Chagasukas? Because we want to make a hekish of Chagasukas the Chagamatis. As Vos, top of the Amid. Ma Chagamatis Totlin Lina, just by Chagamatis, the din of Lina. Lina means that after you brought your carbon Pesach, and now it's the first morning, and you've davened shachris, and you've brought your Oilas Re'iyah, and your Shalom Chagiga, etc. What happens in the afternoon and the evening? A person says, Shoshan Yanuk, I had already a wonderful Yom Tov, it was beautiful, it was gewaldig, and now it's Matzah Yom Tov, I want to go home. Matzah Yom Tov, can you take the first Eged bus and return back to Tel Aviv, or to Haifa, or to Bnei Brak, or somewhere else? No. It's a din of Lina that you have to stay over the first night of Chol HaMoed and only leave the next morning. So just like by Pesach, there's that din, Afchag HaSukkah, Tzad Lina, the same thing, you cannot leave Matzah Yom Tov Harisha, and you have to wait till next morning. Thank you, my boss. How do I know by Pesach that you have to have Lina? You got to wait till the morning. And that Baboyker says, Rashi, we're not talking about Yom Tov, because as far as Yom Tov is concerned, there's a mitzvah. You have to be Roya, you have to be inside the Azara. You're Roya called Zachorchas Bnei Hashem Alekecha. I'm sorry?
It's a problem of Tchum.
Well, even if you had a town or a city not far from Yerushalayim that was within the Tchum and within Erev, even then you're not allowed to leave because of the, you have to be in Yerushalayim that day. In Lina, you have to stay overnight, and only the next morning can you go back to your town or wherever you want to go to. So just like by Pesach, when he said, same thing applies over here as well. By Sukkot, the din of Lina, and we'll stop over here, a boy side, to be continued. Amen. Shem tomorrow.